When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to part three of today's MLB preview. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Part one, we looked at MLB difference makers. Part two, we looked at the National League and went through the wins and losses for every team. So part three, we're doing it for the American League. That is the focus for today's show. Going to run through the American League team by team, give my picks for their win totals for the year, see who's going to make the playoffs, who isn't, some year-end awards. And then at the end of the show, we will give the World Series prediction and, of course, a few picks that we are clicking on for the 2024 Major League Baseball season. Thank you guys so much again. These baseball previews, all audio only. We'll be back to regular YouTube episodes next week. So that is what is coming up here in the next little bit, but just audio only here for the next little while. Anyway, let's get to the previews.
Hi, I'm Kim Carson.
And I'm Peter Klein.
And this is the trailer for We Had No Idea,
a podcast about general history stuff that you might have forgotten about from history class.
Or you know what? Just never learned. And we didn't either, but you shouldn't feel embarrassed about that. We sure don't.
And we proved that weekly.
Yeah, in literally every episode. So download, subscribe, like, do all the stuff you do for podcasts, and give us a listen.
Okay, let's start in the always popular American League East. The Baltimore Orioles total is at 90.5. This is a team that won over 100 games last year, and I think they're better this year. So I'm a little bit surprised at where this win total currently sits, only at 90.5. They have Adley Rutschman, one of the more exciting players in the league. You have Gunnar Henderson, ditto. They might get a player win the MVP or the Rookie of the Year in Jackson Holliday this year. And adding Burns to the pitching staff, yes, they have some injuries there that kind of takes away a bit of that impact. But this is still, I think, genuinely one of the best teams in baseball. So over 90.5 feels pretty easy to me. I have the Yankees coming in second in the division. I have them going over 92.5 wins. I just think the lineup is going to be too good. Like, I have been kind of off on the Yankees the last couple of seasons, which definitely worked out a year ago. And a lot of the questions from last year still remain. But having Juan Soto in that lineup, if Rizzo is healthy, then he is going to be a guy who I think really rounds out this lineup really well. Volpe didn't hit the ball a ton, but when he did, he hit the hell out of it. And if Dominguez can come back at some point late in the season and be a bit of a spark for this team in center field, then this is legitimately a very good lineup. I have concerns about Stanton and concerns about LeMahieu, but I do think they're going to have some young players come in and be able to help with that. The main issue is obviously the pitching staff. I am stunned the Yankees didn't get one of Snell or Montgomery. If they did, they're probably American League favorites right now. As it stands, like, this is going to be a playoff team. But I just look after Gerrit Cole, who's pitching game two for this team? Is it Rodon? Probably not. He has been a disaster with the Yankees so far. Marcus Stroman is a decent middle of the rotation kind of a guy. Nestor Cortes was great a couple of years ago, but he hasn't pitched since. And I was concerned about him going into last year before the injuries, that the league had a full offseason to get ready for this guy. What was he going to bring to all of this? So it's just too many question marks in the pitching rotation for me to think that this team does any sort of damage in the postseason, but the lineup is good enough that it's going to get them into the playoffs. In third place, the perpetually third Toronto Blue Jays. I do have them going over 87.5 wins. I think that Bo Bichette is going to stay awesome. I think George Springer maybe takes a bit of a step back this year, but I think he's going to be good. And I think Vlad does really step up this season and make some kind of a big mark on this team. And I think that we talked about it on the Catalanato cast. The approach this team has at the plate is changing this year, and they've stuck with it throughout the spring. Spring results are what they are, but I think that this team has a bit of a better approach. They have, I think Kirk takes a step forward this year. I think Varsho kind of gets back to what he is supposed to be. And I think Turner in the middle of the lineup, being a guy who can just drive in a couple of those add-on runs, is really going to help this team. And when healthy, they have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. So I have the Blue Jays coming in third. I am under 85.5 on the Tampa Bay Rays. I understand betting against the Tampa Bay Rays has been a great way to lose money over the last decade, but they lost Wander Franco last year. It doesn't appear that they've really replaced him with anyone. They traded away Tyler Glass now. They still have a Rosarena. They still have Diaz. But this team started the year 14-0. They were basically a 500 club for the back part of the season and then got just steamrolled in the playoffs once the Wander Franco situation started to take shape. I just don't think this team has enough in this division and in a very, very competitive American League. I think this is finally a year the Tampa Bay Rays take a slight step back. And in last place, it's the Boston Red Sox. I have them under 77.5. The pitching staff is rather unremarkable, and the offense isn't all that great either. So I am quite out on the Boston Red Sox currently. Let's go into the Central Division. I'm going over 86.5 on the Twins. I think they have a lot of guys who can hit the baseball really, really hard. We saw that against the Blue Jays in the wild card round, and this is, even losing Sonny Gray, one of the better pitching staffs in baseball, and I think certainly one of the better pitching staffs in the American League Central. So I think the Twins win this division without a whole lot of concern. I do think they get pushed a little bit by the Detroit Tigers, who I'm expecting to finally take a bit of a step this year. So I have them over 81.5 wins. I think that you look at Tarik Skubal and Spencer Torkelson. These are foundational pieces this team has to be able to build around. I still think they need to add a little bit more if they want to really make a push, but these are guys who I think are going to be able to get this team over 500 this year. The Cleveland Guardians, I have them going under 80.5. Ramirez is great, but the rest of this offense isn't all that good. Bieber is taking a step off. BB is coming up, and I think is probably the class of this team. And Class A is phenomenal in the reliever role. I wonder if they kind of blow this thing up a little bit, if it's getting a little bit sideways this season. I have Kansas City over 73.5. They were aggressive in free agency. Bobby Witt Jr. should be taking a step forward, and they have a couple of prospects coming up to help this lineup out. So I don't know if they're going to be a 500 team, but I think they're going to give some teams some problems anyway and be a trendy sleeper pick for next year in this division. In last place, I have the White Sox. I think they have one good player, and I think they trade him away at some point this season. In the American League West, I have the Houston Astros winning the division over 92.5. Framber Valdez is one of the better pitchers in baseball. We'll get to that in a second. You still have Alvarez and Tucker and Bregman and Altuve in this lineup. You add Hader to an already pretty solid bullpen. There's just not a lot of weaknesses on this team. Do they need another starting pitcher with Verlander out? Yeah, they probably need to go get that. I have all the confidence in the world that they'll go do that at some point. I have the Texas Rangers in second in this division, under 88.5 wins. I just don't know where the pitching is coming from. Losing out on Montgomery, I think, really hurts this ball club. I just don't know if there are enough pitchers in this rotation to really rely on. The offense is great. A full season with Carter, another year with Simeon and Seager, Adelis Garcia in the middle of that lineup. The offense is excellent. I just don't trust the starting staff to get this team over that 90-win hump. Seattle, I also think they take a step back this year at 87.5. I think the offense, which wasn't phenomenal to begin with, takes a bit of a step back without Teoscar Hernandez. The pitching is still really good and will probably get them into a playoff race. I just don't think it'll get them into a playoff spot. I have them under 87.5. The LA Angels have a lot of high-priced talent that isn't all that great anymore. Mike Trout, I still think, is one of the more talented players in baseball when he's healthy. The problem is he's just not healthy all that much, and they don't have a lick around him. The pitching staff is dreadful. This is going to be a tough year for the Angels. And I have Oakland under 57.5 wins. Their win total last year was 50. What have they done to improve by almost 10 wins? The answer is exactly nothing. So, yeah, pretty convincingly under 87.5 on the Oakland Athletics. All right, our awards picks. I am going Adley Rutschman as the MVP. I think from the catcher position, the Orioles, I have them as the one seed in the American League this year. I think he is going to be best player on best team. I think he breaks through with his first MVP. Cy Young, I have Framber Valdez. Gerrit Cole and Kevin Gausman would be two favorites, but they are already down with injuries. So we'll see. Like, Gausman may not really miss a start, but still not a great way to start the season. I think Valdez gets the job done as your Cy Young. I think Evan Carter wins Rookie of the Year. A lot of people are picking Jackson Holliday, but Carter, we've seen him already with the lights on bright in the postseason. Dude's a hitter. So I think he is really going to be able to get the job done. I like Evan Carter as Rookie of the Year. And your Manager of the Year, it's my only homer pick. I think the Blue Jays do take a step this year and do look good. And I think John Schneider gets a lot of the credit for it. I think he wins Manager of the Year. So let's get into our postseason picks. As I mentioned, the number one seed, the Baltimore Orioles. The two, the Houston Astros. Our first National or American League wildcard matchup, Minnesota taking on the Texas Rangers. And the other wildcard matchup, the New York Yankees facing the Toronto Blue Jays. I have Texas beating out Minnesota. I love the Twins pitching staff. I just think that Texas's offense is going to be too much for the Twins to handle in that one. And in the Yankees against the Blue Jays, I think the Yankees do finish ahead of the Blue Jays in the regular season, but in a two-game playoff series, and we know the Blue Jays have some trouble managing in those situations, but to be able to turn to Gausman, Berríos, Kikuchi, Bassett in any of those games, it just is such an advantage over what the Yankees have in their pitching rotation that I have to go the Blue Jays. So the American League Division Series is Baltimore against Texas and Houston against Toronto. Again, I do have the top seeds advancing. Baltimore against Houston. I think the Astros, this is where their pitching edge and experience edge comes in. They win the ALCS. So the World Series is the Atlanta Braves taking on the Houston Astros, and I have Atlanta winning it this year. I just think they're the most complete team in the sport. So what picks did I actually click on? First of all, we're going to finish off the National League picks because I couldn't find it before. Now I have. I have Cincinnati finishing second in the NL Central at plus 300. So we've clicked on that one. Also, Baltimore, over 90 and a half wins. Like I said, I think this is the best team in the American League, and I think they're going to prove as such this season. So we have that. We also have a few awards picks here. Framber Valdez to win Cy Young at plus 800. Adalie Rutschman at plus 1200 to be MVP. And John Schneider to win Manager of the Year at plus 1100. Also, a bit of a sprinkle on the exact World Series matchup, Atlanta Braves versus Houston Astros, plus 1600. So there you go. Those are your MLB previews for the 2024 season. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So for tomorrow, going to be looking at doing a Twitch stream on MLB The Show, getting ready for opening day. So that's going to be sometime tomorrow morning, and then hoping to get a post-game show done once the game wraps up. It's not going to be instant, but it'll be pretty close to instant once the game is done. So that is it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Follow me on social media. I am at Primetime Klein. We'll be back to videos next week. For now, talk to y'all later. I'm out.